Organic gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the products. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The National Hurricane Center believes there will be 9 to 15 named storms this season. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
This hurricane season that runs from now until November 30th, there will be 9 to 15 named storms, of which 4 to 8 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 major hurricanes of winds over 111 miles an hour. Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, tells us it's not so much the winds, but the flooding.
In the last 3 years, 83% of fatalities has been indeed the flooding. It's the inland flooding. Most, and over half of those in automobiles. Historically, storm surge. It's the water. It's the inland water that's hurting people.
I'm John Clemens.
A governor who was considering a challenge to President Trump has made his decision, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Very popular among Republicans as well as Democrats in his home state, but often at odds with President Trump's policies, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he won't challenge President Trump in the Republican primaries. Hogan tweeting on Saturday he appreciates the encouragement to do so, but he now plans to dedicate himself to a second term as Maryland's governor. Currently, President Trump only faces one challenger for the Republican nomination in former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, please remember to check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. The weather today, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 71, northwest winds around 16 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 46, northwest winds 3 to 8 miles an hour. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 72, west winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54, and I'll have southwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. Wednesday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Other than that, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 79. Southwest winds 8 to 10 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Wednesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Chance of precipitation is 50% again. Thursday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Be partly sunny before that, I guess, with a high near 83. Wow. And the chance of precipitation is 30%, so it went down a little. Thursday night, scattered thunderstorms before 8 o'clock, mostly cloudy with a low around 62, another 30% of precipitation. And Friday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 78. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 78. Saturday is when we're leaving to go to Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, so we'll have a nice flight out. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff, work out of our houses. And somebody once told me the commute from the kitchen to the family room was a lot better than on 22 or 78, so I understand that. What we try to do is we try to help families who either have someone in their family, work with someone, is friends with someone, or, you know, who have a mental health issue. And we try to get them to the families to know where to go to get help for themselves and also for their loved one. If the person themselves has a mental health issue, we try to get them the care that they need and, you know, direct them to the right area where they go. We do classes called a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course. Covers medication, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also run support groups the third Thursday of every month, and it's at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. It's from 7 to 8:30, but I usually run till 9. And you don't have to be a member of NAMI to either join the classes or to take the support group. The classes you do have to register for. The support group, you can just show up. There's no charge or anything like that for anything. If you have any questions or, you know, need some help with something and like to reach out to us, you can do so by calling 908-284-0500. 908-284-0500. We don't have a woman to man the phone 24/7, but the lady does man it, at least answers, you know, gets the messages at least twice a day. So we do promise you we will be back to you as soon as possible. We are very privileged today to have Rose Walker from Gen Psych here in Flemington. And Rose is a senior administrator. And we also have Rebecca Herzog. I should know that because my daughter-in-law's name is Rebecca, who is the program director at Gen Psych. And we want to thank you both for taking the time out of your busy schedules to come here. First off, Rose, what does a senior admin do?
What do I do?
All right, what don't you do?
I do all of our the intake reports in the sense of, you know, when the clients come in, I sit down with them, I go over the program with them. Once they're done being seen by our new APN, they come to me, I go over which program they're doing, DBT tracker, general mental health, I go over the schedule with them, the sign-in sheets, I go over their insurance with them, help mm-hmm. them understand. Because a lot of clients come in, they don't understand insurance at all, so I try to go over, you know, what insurance is, what it does, whole nine yards with them, what their estimated, you know, out-of-pocket costs could possibly be. And then I sit and I do all of the daily reports for the day.
Okay. So now I got to ask, how'd you get involved in this type of thing?
I actually started as a secretary at Hunterdon Behavioral Health.
Okay.
Yeah, I started there and learned insurance from one of my old bosses, Lily Manzo. She taught me a lot of insurance, mental health insurance, what's the difference between, you know, mental health insurance and your medical insurance, because there's, you know, two different aspects of it. So she taught me all of that. And then I went into a different department, went into a billing department, and then came to Gen Psych. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Okay. Rebecca?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having us back.
Well, I'm couldn't miss the opportunity. I mean, you know, it was, no, seriously, you know, because even maybe those who listened last time be on this time. So, you know, you're trying to reach out to people that may not know what you do, you know.
Right.
So what does a program director do?
So I basically oversee the program and the staff, the therapists that work there. I make the schedule. I'm the contact person, you know, within all of Gen's agency for our Flemington.
How did you get involved in that kind of work?
Well, a long time ago.
it's not been that long ago.
I felt really fortunate in my life. And so when I, you know, had the opportunity to go to college and get my master's degree, I really focused on wanting to, you know, give back and help out. And so, you know, I worked at many different agencies over the years, but I've been with GenPsych for, I think, about 8.5 or 9 years now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, would one of you, either one, it doesn't matter, explain exactly what GenPsych is and how it got started?
You
notice how she bowed out of that.
I know,
right? Gave it right over to you.
She knows a lot more of that history.
GenPsych started many years ago as a small IOP. Dr. Henry Odolami was the founder. And since that time, we have many different sites throughout the state of New Jersey that provides partial care and IOP services to children, adolescents, and adults. We have sites in, as you know, Flemington,
right,
Bridgewater, Hamilton, Brick, and Livingston.
Okay.
And every site offers different services.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so since we're in Flemington,
sure,
what does the Flemington site offer?
We offer our DBT track and our general mental health track, and our newest addition is the outpatient medication management.
Acronyms drive me nuts.
I understand that.
Would you explain what a DBT? I know what it is, but would you explain for the audience?
So the DBT track is the
Dialectical Behavioral Therapy.
There we go.
Now put it in English.
Which is why we make it small and say DBT.
Yeah. So,
and 9 out of 10 people don't know what you're talking
right.
about.
So.
It's a very specific type of therapy. It's an evidence-based treatment, really focuses on skills in different areas to help folks who, you know, don't have a lot of skills, who maybe recently were just discharged from the hospital. And so it involves a commitment from the person coming into treatment, because it involves, you know, homework assignments,
right,
and something else called a diary card. So
you'll have to explain that in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so first of all, how does someone who, say, comes to you for help, mm-hmm, and you do all the screening and all that, how do you decide who's eligible for DBT?
Well, our APN, Kim, will make that decision when she does their intake appointment and does their initial evaluation.
Okay.
She'll, you know, speak with them about what she feels, if they need the skills or if they need to go to general mental health, which will be our process group instead of DBT. And then she'll tell me if they need to do full day or half day when she's done having their mm-hmm. intake with them before they come walking into my office. She'll let me know what she feels the client needs. So.
Okay.
And once the client is admitted to our partial care IOP, even if they are not maybe initially placed into the
yep.
DBT track, but their clinician or therapist feels like that would be a better match for them, or they would benefit from it, or they request it, they can easily change into that track.
Okay. Is there an age span that you try to stay within, or is it just anybody?
18 and up, 18 and older. Doesn't matter the age, but they have to be out of high school in order
okay.
to be in our program.
Okay.
So if they're still in high school, then they'd have to go to our Bridgewater location where we have the teen programs running there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to ask, with the different areas that you know, towns and stuff mm-hmm. that you're in, why is there a different program in each one?
Geared to what the town needs, to what the township, I should say, needs.
Okay.
And what is, what that pull is. Like in Brick, they have the eating disorder program mm-hmm. because there's a need for it down there. There's no need for it here in Flemington, so we don't have that type of program.
Okay.
Here. So that's just an example.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's yeah. fine. No, you know, so. Because when you stop and think about it, you know, you say, wow, gee, they got this here, but they got that there. Why?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
why don't they have that and that here? You know, right. or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it makes sense,
right.
you know. Now, when someone comes into your program, is there a time limit?
That all based on insurance and clinical information that's given
okay.
and provided and documented. Wow, I can speak English today. Documentation wise, on how the insurance company, if they will, it's typically 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Sometimes 12 weeks. They're in program for. And that'll vary. You know, you'll be in partial hospitalization program. People hear partial hospitalization and go, I'm hospitalized? You're not hospitalized.
Right.
It's just the verbiage that is used for insurance companies, basically.
Right.
So it's the full day program, and they're typically in it for maybe about 2-3 weeks, if that, depending on clinical. And then they step down to IOP level, which is the half day program.
Okay.
And that can vary. You can start off doing 5 days for IOP and then step down to 3 days, and you can pick the days you know want to come.
Why don't you explain to the folks out there that don't know what an IOP program
IOP
is?
IOP is the intensive outpatient program.
Yeah, see, that was easier to say.
Which is another
right?
verbiage for just half day for insurance reasons.
Right, right.
So.
But, you know, they... You hear that a lot with
right.
various groups and stuff, you
yes.
know, in the hospital. And,
and as soon as people yeah. hear that, you know, partial hospitalization, they go, I'm hospitalized. You're not hospitalized.
No, right.
It's just the words that are being
right.
used for insurance.
Right.
It just means you're here for the full day.
Exactly.
And you get lunch when you're with us.
And you get lunch. Hey, all right. Is it a healthy lunch or is it, you know, hot dogs
healthy
and
lunch.
Sauerkraut?
Yeah, they get a good lunch. They do.
Get a good choice from a local restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's cool.
That's nice.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we really try to base length of stay in our program based on how that person is doing and what
right.
they need,
right.
what the clinical information is. And we fight pretty hard for people to get more time with their insurance company if they need it,
mm-hmm.
if clinically they really need it. So we do put in a lot of effort if we feel strongly that someone needs to be in program a little
right.
bit longer.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, but there are people who would need more than 8 to 12 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, so it would be great if they could get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than being rehospitalized or
right,
something,
right.
you know. So
exactly.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mental Health Matters.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have with us Rose Walker and Rebecca Herzog, who are both from GenPsych. And we've been talking about some of the programs and stuff. And I know there's a program you have. All right. You sent me the program, so that's how I know about it, okay? But I'm just saying, it sounds better if I say, well, there was a program, like I know what I'm talking about, you know? What is outpatient medication management, first of all?
So our outpatient medication management is we have an APN, Kim Stryker, who just started with us recently, and if you need medication but you don't need to be in program, you can come and see Kim for medication management. So if your primary care physician was prescribing you medication and they don't feel comfortable prescribing you that medication anymore, you can call us up and we can schedule you for an intake appointment and you see Kim, and she can start you and maintain you on your medication and follow you that way.
Now, for outpatient. If the physician mm-hmm. doesn't want to extend your medication, mm-hmm. would it be correct for the APN to extend it?
Oh, their primary care.
Yeah.
Some primary care physicians just aren't comfortable continuing to prescribe psychotropic medication.
Okay.
Right.
And so they'll recommend that they see someone in the behavioral health field.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's
what I'm trying to
say. Okay. Yeah.
Or in the sense of, like, I've had a few phone calls that have come through from some local doctors saying that we've tried a few different medications. This is not my realm for prescribing,
right. Okay.
You know, medications. So do you take, like, the last week we take certain insurances and things like that, and then I get them scheduled.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, if the doctor says no, why would, you know, the APN say yes, you know?
No,
I mean, it's like.
That's them saying no. Yeah. They're just. It's out of their realm and
spectrum. Right. Right.
Yes.
And
it's, exactly.
You know, a lot of times now they're trying to get more of the primary care doctors to handle more of the mental health issues.
Right.
And it's fine if they've got experience in that area.
Exactly.
But if they don't.
If they don't.
You know.
Right.
It's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are the requirements to be in that program? Was it just because you don't get the meds anymore from your
You can if you you're seeing a therapist one-on-one and they recommend that maybe you try a medication, you can call us up and we can come in for an intake appointment and see her outpatient medication, and you can still continue to see your outpatient therapist. You don't have to see a GenPsych therapist type thing. Just we don't take Medicaid or Medicare unless Medicare is managed by like Aetna or Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay.
Things like that.
And is that just in that program you don't take it?
In that program and also in our Herschel program as well.
Okay.
Herschel and IOP programs.
Okay.
We don't take.
And is outpatient medication management just in Flemington?
No, we offer it at all of our locations. It's just new in Flemington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked a little bit earlier about DBT.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that stands for, right?
You know what that stands for.
Okay.
Dialectical Behavioral Therapy.
Why, you remembered. How about that? I'm proud of you. All right. How does it work? I mean, you give someone or put someone in a program for a DBT, mm-hmm. how is that supposed to help them or work with them? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people who benefit from DBT are people who have had multiple hospitalizations. They might experience chronic suicidal ideation or self-harming behaviors. And a lot of them don't necessarily have the skills to manage intense emotions, interpersonal conflict, and crisis management. And so DBT helps them by teaching them those skills to regulate and manage emotions, to deal with distress, to work with, you know, improving and repairing relationships, setting boundaries, getting their needs met in a healthy way, and focuses on mindfulness, which is the practice of, you know, mm-hmm. being aware and present. And so by learning those skills and practicing them, and then they can apply them in their everyday life,
right.
they then know how to manage things in their life a lot better.
Now, you have a college-age DBT program.
Mm-hmm.
Would you elaborate on that?
Sure. So we know that college students and people who are going into college, just graduating from high school, you know, face a lot of stressors. And so we wanted to offer a program centered around that age group for DBT so that when they
transition.
Go back to school or transition yeah. to college, mm-hmm. they have those skills under their belt to help them deal with the academic stressors that they're going to face and the social stressors.
Right. Something just popped into my mind. Do you find that some of your clients have mental health issues along with their other issues?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I was
going to
say, are you talking about like an addiction component?
Not so much an addiction, but that they're schizophrenic or depressed, mm-hmm. anxiety.
Yes.
The
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. For someone to be, you know, in our treatment programs, they need to have a diagnosed mental health.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure that we didn't elaborate on that, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, you know, clarify.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you find that with the people you're trying to help, mm-hmm. if they have families that are supporting them, is it better for them than those who don't have families?
100%.
Yeah, I know it is too because the 20-some-odd years I've been with NAMI, when a person has family, they may not always get along.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the family is trying to help them, and they know that they can go to them if they need to.
Yes.
And it seems to work so much better mm-hmm. with a family as a support group. Along with a support group, but I mean a family support group, than those who are by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We encourage family involvement. We encourage family sessions where the client's family will come in, whether it's parents, partner, mm-hmm. children. We definitely see that when there are family members involved in the treatment and supporting that client, that the client does really well in treatment and after treatment.
Right. And, it's great to get families to come to sessions,
mm-hmm.
I won't mention who or what, but I recently gave a presentation at a family session for another organization, mm-hmm. and when I left, I got home, and a fellow that was running it called me and said, after you left, the families talked for another 45 minutes about what you were talking about.
Right.
And he says, it just was overwhelming. And I don't stand up there and give speeches. I just talk from experience.
Right.
And we have four kids, and my youngest son is schizophrenic and spent almost 3 years in a state hospitals. Was in Trenton Psych for almost 20 months, and then Whitman was governor, and she said if you had a mental health hospital in your county, you had to go to it. So then he got transferred to Hagedorn. He was there for a year, continuous, you know. Mm-hmm. And when he got out, he was in and out more times than you care to shake a stick. But then he's also been epileptic since he's five.
Wow.
So a lot of times the epileptic medication right. would interfere with the psychotic medication, and you know, well, hell would break loose. But it wound up being they finally found a medication, the psychotic medication, that works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of these that, you know, I can understand doctors. I'm not a doctor, but I can understand after 20-some-odd years doing this.
Right.
They try to give the person the medication that's been proven successful over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may be able to take aspirin, and I can't. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we can take the same medication,
right.
you know, and it won't, and it will work. And it might, but it might not.
Right.
And unfortunately, with you're dealing with an epileptic medication,
right.
I can't tell you how many medications he went through.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all have side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be slamming his hand and bouncing his leg, and then they wanted to give him another medication to stop that. And, you know, well, wait a minute. Well, we said, oh, stop.
Right.
You know, well, how many medications are you going to give him, you know? And each one has a side effect, so,
right.
you know. But eventually he got the right one, and the hospital considers him a success story. So, you know,
that's great. That's
he's been in his own apartment for 7.5 years.
Wow, awesome.
April, he's celebrated his 4th anniversary at BJ's working.
Nice.
And he volunteers at the hospital one day a week. In fact, today, this morning, he was there. And he, you know, takes his meds religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing he'll ask is, why are you increasing it? Or why are you decreasing it? And what's the side effects? You know.
Right.
Other than that, you know, he'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's been a long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of your clients, it has to be a long haul.
Because
these, you know, solutions, if you want to call them that, don't get done overnight.
Right.
You know. And I mean, it might be the same thing. You, like outpatient medication, you might try this one, or you might try that one, you might try the other one.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, you might take aspirin, but I can't.
Right.
So that doesn't mean we can't, you know, find something that is good for both of us, you know.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's the problem in between where you're looking for something, you know, that doesn't,
you know. Takes time.
Right. It does. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate.
And
you know.
The unfortunate thing is sometimes people don't want to let the medication do its job. They want to see the effects of it, like, instantly.
Yes, right.
So,
and you look how many times people come out of hospitals.
Yeah.
And they're out for 2 days, and they stop taking a medication.
Right.
Oh, they feel great.
Yeah.
Duh. The reason you feel great is because you've been taking a medication every day in the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
But it's their logical, you know, thinking.
Mm-hmm. We provide a lot of education to our clients, you know, regarding medication along with, you know, the APN, because of course people want to feel better right away.
Sure.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
And just, you know, being patient, because a lot of medications take 4, 6, 8 weeks to reach the therapeutic dose. And also, you know, patients with the side effects. Something that's really interesting is, and I don't know how many years it's been available, but they can do a buccal swab now and some genetic testing to see what medication might be, you know, more beneficial and used by the body. So I feel like that's a good step forward into kind of narrowing down the trial and error.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's great that these steps are being, you know, established and found to work. Unfortunately, they don't work fast enough, and they haven't got enough of them, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and but unfortunately, that's the way it is, you know. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? Now, DBT program, is it for all ages?
18.
Out of high school.
right. and up to any age.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is for all ages.
Yeah.
That you deal with.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Now, are all your programs the same, 18 and up to wherever?
In Flemington, yes, but the other sites have children, youth, adolescent programs, and adult programs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you know, in what is your average, if I can, what mm-hmm. are the average client count that you deal with on a, you know, average basis?
On an average basis?
Yeah, is it 50, 25, 100?
Oh, no, our site is very small. So okay. our max capacity, I believe, is 35, and that's okay. including staff. So that drops our census down to top 30.
Okay.
Because we have six on staff now, because I forgot about that. So our highest census right now is ranging from 15 to about 25 clients.
Okay.
That does not include outpatient.
Oh, all right.
That doesn't include outpatient medication okay. management.
Okay.
That's just program.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with the outpatient, then there's more.
There's more. Right. But they're not, yeah. I don't really count them right now because they're just, we're just starting. So I'm thinking last time I checked, we have about 30 outpatients that she's been seeing routinely.
And that's just like, you know, you stop and think, Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody says it's one of the richest counties in the world and the country and all that. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
I know that we were trying to get some recognition about homelessness mm-hmm. in the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this person said, "You're in Hunterdon County. There's no homelessness here." I says, "Gee, do you know where Walmart is?"
Yeah.
I says, "Behind it, there's a railroad track."
Mm-hmm.
Go to the railroad track and look down. You see the tents that's down there? That's homelessness.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe it, go ask them. They'll talk to you.
Yeah, right.
You know. Because yeah. I know a couple that are married that live there in that thing and go to day hospital.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like you wish you could help them.
Right.
You know. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
I know we met a young lady who came here from Seattle, Washington. And was supposed to get a job as a nanny, you know. And she worked about a week and was being sexually assaulted by the husband. So she left and had no money. And
yeah.
he was sleeping in the back of ShopRite and, you know, mm-hmm. all that. And, you know, NAMI put her up in a hotel for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got enough some kind of money from either parents or whatever to go back home to Seattle, you know, but it's so
sad,
you know,
yeah.
because they say, oh, you're in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care where you are. You're going to have mentally ill people. You're going
right.
to have people who need help.
Exactly.
You're going to have homelessness. I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're at. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just so sad though, you know,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, what is a general mental health track?
So if you're not in our DBT track, you'll be in our mental health track, which opposite of DBT runs what we call a process group, which most people, when they think of group therapy, are probably thinking about a process group. So it's a group where you can go in and talk about, you know, what's happening for yourself at that time, process whatever you want, and get feedback from other group members with, you know, the therapist is in there as a facilitator. So it's not so much skill-focused and skill-based for process
okay.
group. It's more of processing something that's going on for you that you want to get feedback about or talk about
okay.
in a therapeutic setting.
And it's group therapy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we do 4 groups per day, if you're full day, 2 if you're IOP, and then you also will get a weekly individual session. All of our therapists are licensed, and medication management if you take medication weekly or every other week, depending upon what
mm-hmm.
program you're
okay.
in.
Okay. Do you find that in group sessions,
mm-hmm.
some people don't talk?
Of course.
As much
sure.
or should talk,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know I found that in some of the sessions, you know, because, you know, I don't know, it's just like they don't want to mm-hmm. tell what's on their mind or what's been happening to them or what they're going through. And that's why people, I'm not patting ourselves on the back, but that's why people commend our support group mm-hmm. because there's a lot of people going through the same thing right. that they're going through.
Right.
So if somebody says, oh, I got this, this, and this, and oh, yeah, I do too, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And they talk back and forth, you mm-hmm. know, and it helps.
Right.
That's why group therapy is so effective.
Yeah, right. And, you know, but if the person doesn't talk, I always try to find a way to bring them out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Know? I hear
you. And, you know, some way, not, well, what's your problem, right. you know? Well, you know, hey, you know, yeah. I've seen people do that, and it's just like, right. you want to choke them. Mm. But... It's, but you know, you try to bring them out mm-hmm. in, you know, and hear thing. Mm-hmm. That's why all the time with any presentation I do,
right?
I'm always down to earth. I'm not, you know, formalized thing.
Right.
But I always start off with my own story about my son. Mm-hmm. You know, how he attempted suicide twice, and you know, drank a 2 gallon can of turpentine because I was going to paint, and at that time it was oil based paint. And
yeah.
Doctors in the hospital were just amazed he didn't burn his whole insides
yeah.
out.
Yeah, wow.
But he didn't, you know, and somebody up there was looking out for him, mm-hmm. you know. But it's just, you know, now is that general mental health track, mm-hmm. call it a track,
yeah.
I think mm-hmm. of a racetrack when I hear track, is that the only track that you have or is there others?
So we do the DBT.
Okay.
When you come into program and after you're assessed by Kim and maybe meet with your therapist, have a conversation about which track mm-hmm. Would be a better fit, DBT or general mental health.
Okay.
And really the difference is the process group or the DBT group. And then all the other groups we run, they might be combined. So anxiety management group, depression management group, family, anger management. Those folks would come together for those groups.
Have you had some of your clients attempt suicide?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's just, and, you know, anybody, it's sad if they do it. Mm-hmm. But when you read about, and over my experience over the years, of dealing with families who lost 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, yeah. and you know, it's just real quick story. My wife was on the phone with this family, well, this woman who called her in the morning, and they're talking back and forth. And she used to always call my wife, and you know, mm-hmm. they used to talk. And she says, "Oh, you know, so and so didn't come home last night. His bed's, you know, not messed up because he never make it, you know." So,
yeah.
And she's talking and. She says, I got to go outside. Hang on, you know, we'll talk. And, you know, she walked outside. He was hanging from a tree in the backyard.
Mm.
And it was like, my wife was like, you know, what right. does she say?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just so sad, you mm-hmm. know. You know, and you think people are getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they are and sometimes right. they're not, you know. And mm-hmm. it's just, it is totally sad.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back, folks.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged today to have Rose Walker and Rebecca Herzog, who are from GenPsych here in Flemington. And we've been talking about GenPsych and some of the programs and what they do and so on and so forth. Now, it's a subject I can't stand, but insurance. trust me, I can't stand it. You're shaking your head, so obviously.
We can't either.
Yeah, no, I understand perfectly. Right. You know, you try to help people and, you know, their insurance doesn't cover it.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, what do they got the insurance for, you know?
Right.
But anyway, is there any program that you have that you take Medicare and Medicaid for? No. Okay.
No.
What about, so what insurance then do you take? Just any general
insurance? Any commercial insurance.
Oh, any commercial insurance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does the rate differ from one program to another? I'm being stupid because I don't know, so I'm asking.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't change.
All right. Now, we covered a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd like to bring up in the last couple minutes that we haven't covered?
I would just like to bring up that a lot of people are very anxious about group therapy if they've never been to a group before. And so sometimes just coming to visit and see the site can help decrease some of that anxiety. So right. They are welcome to come, you know, after program is over to reach out to us and call if they want to do a little tour, talk to myself about the programs a little bit more, because it can be a scary thing getting help. And so we want to try to make it as pleasant as possible of an experience so people do get the help that they need.
Right. Is there anything that you'd like to cover that we didn't talk about?
No,
the one that you forgot about?
That was actually basically what I was going to say. And what's nice is also because our site is small and our groups are small, which is makes it a lot more comfortable for the clients as well,
right.
because
right.
they're small. So, you know, instead of having 25 in one group, you're getting 10 to maybe 15 or less in your group.
Right.
So you're not falling into a crowd of people and your voice isn't heard. Your voice is heard in our groups.
Yeah,
so.
It's one of the ironic things when we first started, going back many years, support mm-hmm. group, the initial people that were in the support group mm-hmm. stayed in it for a long period of time.
Right.
And then as they decide, then as their situations got better and they didn't need it as much, they met privately
yeah,
and had
yeah,
coffee
right,
and so
yeah.
on and so. And I thought
yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
And one person called and said, "You're not mad at us for that." No, why do I be mad?
Yeah.
I don't care. Go ahead. Knock
right.
yourself out. You know?
Right.
She says, "You're welcome to come if you want." I says, "Well, it has so happens that I have a previous engagement that day, you know,
right.
that you're doing it." But I says, "Please go ahead, continue,
mm-hmm.
you know." So it works, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, a lot of times what we said earlier, people don't want to open up in mm-hmm. a public situation.
Right.
Whereas if the group is small mm-hmm. and you don't point to the new person and say, "Well, what's your story?"
Right.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I have seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go around and, you know, other people talk mm-hmm. and they hear it.
Right.
Hey, that's similar to what I'm going through, or, mm-hmm. you know, yada, yada.
Right.
And it may help them open up.
Right.
And I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know. Now, you said that one of your co-buildings there in one of the other townships
yeah.
deal with children and adolescents mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. Why is that there? And we don't have enough here for that, or
so when we decided to open up the Flemington site, it is looked at as a smaller satellite site,
okay,
just focusing on adult programming in the day. So some of our other adult and teen programs also offer evening program hours.
Mm-hmm.
So Flemington is much different than any other site. It doesn't mean in the future we won't offer a teen or youth
right.
program,
right.
But that's what Flemington was designed to be initially.
Right,
yeah.
And if you get these up and running and, you know,
right.
successful and mm-hmm. yada, yada, who knows, you know?
Right.
It's, if they want to look at to expand a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
you can expand a little bit more.
Right.
You know, I know that a lot of times, you know, things will happen that you don't expect,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about, oh, they obviously happen in a bad way, too, but
right.
I'm talking about in a good way. And, you know, you're surprised sometimes mm-hmm. because somebody who you didn't think would ever want to come to one of these things come and jump right in and they, like, open up and it's
yeah.
like, gosh, what happened, you
yeah,
know?
Right.
And, it's great, you know, it really is. And then, of course, you got the other end where, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't want to do it.
Right.
But now most of your clients are, I assume, are getting some kind of help with their mental health issues and stuff, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is that through you guys or, okay.
Right.
If you're thinking of like when they're being discharged from program, when, like when program's ending type thing, is that what you're thinking
yeah
about?
Pretty much.
Okay, so when they're discharging from program, we have L'Oreal, who is a case manager, and she also is a therapist.
Okay.
She helps the clients get set up with outpatient therapy if they don't already have an outpatient therapist that they're seeing, And if they, you know, don't want to continue to see Kim for outpatient medication management, she will help them find a psychiatrist as well.
Okay.
So we help them through towards the end of getting, as they're winding down their stay and they're getting closer to discharge, we will help them get set up with outpatient therapy and, like, right, like I said, medication management support for them as well.
That's great.
Yeah, so.
If we've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
If someone wanted to reach out for more information or sign up or
sign up. So if you're, if whatever. You'd like to sign up for an initial appointment for medication management, you would just contact us at 908-231-0511. And I believe it's option 2 for Flemington, and you can leave a message for the secretary or I answer the phone. For a program, you would call our admissions department, and that number is 1-855-436-7792.
All right, why don't you give the first one again?
Okay, first one for outpatient medication management is 908-231-0511, option 2 for Flemington. And then for program, it's 1-855-436-7792.
Is there a Facebook?
There's a Facebook page. There's a website, which is, www.genpsych.com.
Okay.
You can Google search us, too, as well.
So all that stuff that's above my pay grade they do, right? I got a flip-top phone.
You can Google search us.
My flip-top phone? Come on. Yeah.
I have a BlackBerry, so I'm with you. I like my BlackBerry. Everybody makes fun and laughs at me.
Yeah, everybody laughs at me. Why don't you get a good phone? I said, it is a good phone. It does what I want. You know, I take calls, I give calls, and I can text, which I can't stand, but that's when my granddaughter answers. The only thing she answers is a text. Yeah. My daughter's pretty much the same way, too, so, you know. Well, that's how I learned how to text.
Yep.
But if you would just give the phone numbers again one more time, okay. And you have your Facebook
and website, the whole nine yards. So you can Google search us,
okay,
GenPsych, or you can also Facebook us, GenPsych. And then the phone number for outpatient medication management is 908-231-0511. And then the phone number for program to our admissions department is 1-855-436-7792.
Well, I can't thank you ladies enough for taking the time out and coming. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. And we'll be here again next week, same time, same station. I won't be because I'll be in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden for a couple of weeks. But my co-host will be here, and it's from 2 o'clock to 3. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. Yes. Take care now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are enjoying some downtime before the formal state banquet in Great Britain Monday night. The event is being hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. Now, earlier today, the Trumps dined with the Queen and toured areas of the palace before visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London. The Virginia Beach community remembers the 12 who died in a shooting that took place at a municipal center Friday. The vigil ended with 12 candles being lit for the fallen. The gunman was shot and killed by police, and investigators say he was a former employee at the municipal center. The greatest risk for flash floods on Monday includes areas of West Texas, Kansas, Eastern Nebraska, and Western Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Justice was swift after a child was tossed off a shopping mall balcony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The man who confessed to throwing a five-year-old